You're listening to SBS News.
Donald Trump has encouraged another foreign nation to interfere in the 2020 presidential election, even as Democrats pursue an impeachment inquiry into similar requests to Ukraine in July. When asked what exactly Mr. Trump had hoped Ukraine would do after the phone call at the center of the probe, Mr. Trump told reporters it was a very simple answer.
Well, I would think that if they were honest about it, they'd start a major investigation into the Bidens. It's a very simple answer. They should investigate the Bidens, because how does a company that's newly formed, and all these companies, if you look at, and by the way, likewise, China should start an investigation into the Bidens, because what happened in China is just about as bad as what happened with Ukraine.
He hasn't directly asked Chinese President Xi Jinping to investigate the former vice president and his son Hunter, but says it's certainly something to start thinking about. Together with his allies, they've accused the pair of participating in the kind of corruption that has plagued Ukraine. Mr. Trump has also taken issue with Hunter Biden's role after he left lobbying and his work in China and Ukraine while his father was vice president under Democratic President Barack Obama.
I'm sure that President Xi does not like being under that kind of scrutiny, where billions of dollars is taken out of his country by a guy that just got kicked out of the Navy. He got kicked out of the Navy. All of a sudden he's getting billions of dollars. You know what they call that? They call that a payoff.
Joe Biden has assured Mr. Trump and his supporters that he's not going anywhere, laying out his most forceful pushback yet to his attacks.
Now, because of the courageous actions of a whistleblower, the Trump scheme has been exposed and in many cases already acknowledged by him. He did it because, like every bully in history, he's afraid. He's afraid of just how badly he may be beaten in November.
The head of the intelligence panel investigating Mr. Trump, Adam Schiff, still less than impressed after another day of hearings.
What did you learn today?
I find, once again, the president inviting another country to interfere in our presidential elections repugnant and a fundamental breach of his oath of office. It endangers the security of our elections is a betrayal of the idea that Americans should decide who leads America, not foreign parties who seek to intervene in our affairs.
Meanwhile, the current Vice President, Mike Pence, has offered a full-throated defense of the president's call for an investigation into his predecessor.
I think the people of America are saying enough is enough. I mean, people of this country want us to focus on issues that matter most to them. These endless investigations should end in Washington, D.C., and Speaker Pelosi and the Democrats ought to be focusing on issues of security, of prosperity, infrastructure, the USMCA, lowering drug prices, and whatever they want to fight about in Washington, D.C., I promise you, President Trump and I are going to keep fighting for the issues that matter most to the American people.
Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.